Our special guests this morning are conductor Stu Chapitz and pianist Ron Dunk, here to discuss this weekend's concert with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, which will include the First Symphony by Johannes Brahms and Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 2. Good morning, Stu. Ron?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ron, this is your first appearance with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra.
That's correct.
Welcome to the islands. Do you have any special plans before the performance?
Well, just enjoying it. It's not my first time to Hawaii. It's not my first time to Honolulu and every time. It's paradise here.
Well, great to have you here. And Stu, as former timpanist with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, formerly the Honolulu Symphony, you go back a long ways with us.
That's right. Coming on 30 years, my friend.
Go back a long way, as I said. Now, from timpanist to conductor is not the usual progression of things in this business.
Well, you know, I always say I go from two sticks down to one.
Ah, so that's the way you
describe
it. Do you think your prior experience as a timpanist gives you a special insight into the percussive aspect of music?
No question about it, but also being a member of an orchestra gives you an aspect and a sort of a vision and an insight that most people would not realize. I mean, sitting in the back of an orchestra and figuring out where to play and who to play with and what the conductor is doing, and you know, as a timpanist, you do have a lot of time to observe, and so I work on my impressions of various members of the orchestra for fun, and you know, I have a good time, and it really helps me being part of that sort of orchestra community, especially getting up on the podium.
Did it make you a more rhythmically incisive conductor?
Well, you know, that's it's probably just sort of naturally ingrained as a percussionist, but it made me look at the score differently, actually, because I trained specifically in percussion, and then sort of having a full score in front of me, it made me look at things slightly differently.
You've initiated a very successful series of Pops concerts around the country. In fact, you'll be doing one tonight, particularly of film music, but this weekend, in a way, represents your return to the classical mainstream.
That's right. It's fun. You know, I think being with an orchestra and music is music. So when you have a Pops concert, music of film scores, it's fully orchestral, and it's really about the orchestra in a way that makes the orchestra shine to people who may or may not go to a classical concert with Pops, but the people who know Brahms, who know Prokofiev, who know Verdi, they're going to just be unbelievably enthralled.
Now, you'll be conducting the First Symphony of Johannes Brahms, one of the towering works in the repertoire. For a work of this type, as you say, one in which most of us are familiar, certainly the orchestra is familiar with it, what's your approach like?
Well, you know, it does open with these wonderful C naturals in the timpani. And so it's this sort of rhythmical pulse throughout. And as you know, with Brahms, he loves triplets. He loves two against three, those odd meters. And to bring out the rhythmic aspect in Brahms is one aspect, but to have that underlying theory of rhythm and then having this beautiful melody soaring on top of that fundamental beat, it's mesmerizing.
Now, the way you describe it, you must do things a bit differently from other conductors.
Well, I just... By performing it, I must have performed it probably nearly a dozen times, and it just has such a profound emotional feeling for me when I get up there on the podium, because it brings back all of those memories of various conductors I've done it with and various performances, and how the tempi can vary so much. So I felt like the rhythmic, even though it's rhythmical in theory for me, it's also just the way sort of the overall big picture of the symphony is sort of exciting for me.
You know, for a work like the Brahms First, as familiar as it is, the temptation might be to just let the music play itself, but it sounds like you've got some really specific ideas about the music. For me, the most remarkable page in the score is that introduction you mentioned, which one critic described as a sea of nebula.
Yeah, it's enthralling. The sustained quality, the sort of passion sustained quality in the strings while the timpani is just thundering the C natural. It's an incredible experience, not only musically, but to hear it live and just being enthralled and surrounded by this orchestra sound that you get in Blaisdell. There's nothing like it.
Thank you.
introduction to the Symphony No. 1 by Johannes Brahms. And to hear that live with a great orchestra and conductor is something else again. Stu Chaffetz will be conducting the Brahms First this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. We're speaking with Ron Donk, who will be performing the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Prokofiev. Ron, this may not be the most popular of the Prokofiev piano concertos. I think No. 1 or 3 have that distinction. But No. 2 has always struck me as perhaps the most exciting, certainly the most demanding of the five concerti.
Yeah, that definitely is. And I would say that also in terms of popularity, I would say it's soaring in popularity over the past 10 years, probably. It's true that about 20.
Yeah,
I would say that 20 years ago, it was really rare to hear it in concerts. These days, it's kind of being rediscovered for the gem that it is.
Apparently, the original score was lost, and Prokofiev had to rewrite the entire concerto from memory.
That's correct.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
This has happened in a few other cases I can think of, and sometimes these things, the original turns up again.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened.
No, it has not. I believe, actually, Prokofiev considered the reconstruction to have been so radically different than the original that he basically coined it to have been his fourth concerto instead of the second again.
I don't know if you've heard this story about Rossini. If he dropped a page of manuscript on the floor rather than bend over and pick it up, he'd just start another page from scratch. You know?
Sure.
Some have that gift of instant recall. Prokofiev apparently did as well.
Sure.
How would you describe this concerto in context of the other five?
Well, it's definitely the darkest. There's no question about that. It's the one that delves the deepest into, I would say, human psychology. The one that also, I mean, he dedicated this to a friend of his who committed suicide in 1913, I believe, which is very much, I mean, you can hear echoes of this throughout the piece. It's the most demanding out of all the concerti. One of the most demanding in the entire concerti, I would say, oeuvre. And it's a striking piece because of its structure also. The cadenza in the first movement, cadenza in the last one. But, in the first movement in particular, it's probably the largest, most substantial, most formidable cadenza out there out of any piano concerto and a kind of, I would say, staple repertory. And it's really kind of a pianistic climax for anybody who plays it. So it's a piece to be remembered.
It's a brooding work, as you say. Even the scherzo is kind of dark and brittle.
Absolutely.
Thank you. The Scherzo Movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Prokofiev, which will be performed this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall by world-renowned pianist Ron Donk. About 32 minutes of very demanding work. There's almost no relief for the pianist.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. How does the conductor's role fit in? Do you let Ron do all the work?
Well, you know, I try and follow Ron the best I can, so when he sets his tempo, boy, I just try and keep up, and there's a lot of people to keep in line. You have to remember the you know, 75 or 80 people on stage. You know, it's quite demanding with a tempo like that.
So, two performances this weekend, Saturday, 7:30, and then a matinee Sunday at 4, the Brahms First Symphony and the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Prokofiev featuring Ron Donk. And wait, there's a concert tonight.
Yeah, a superhero soundtrack for all of you who love superheroes. This is a good one for the family, for adults. We've got fantastic music from The Avengers, Spider-Man. We even go a little old school and we do some William Tell and we do Wolfgang Korngold, the Robin Hood Adventures, which is truly an amazing orchestral example of the way old school adventure movies were sort of written. It's really exciting, fun. People get dressed up in costumes. There'll be a costume contest. But to hear the orchestra do this type of repertoire, you know, on one night is a testament to how great the Hawaii Symphony is, because we're doing pops on Friday and then a weekend of classical, and they sound terrific.
And I've been to your film concerts. They're a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And, okay, three concerts. One tonight, and that's the special Pops concert, which you will conduct. And then over the weekend, the Brahms and the Prokofiev with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. How do folks get tickets? Any idea?
Well, all they have to do is go to the Hawaii Symphony website, and they can totally figure out what their works best for them.
And tickets should be available for tonight and the weekend. Anyway, highly recommended. Stu, it's great to see you back. And Ron Donk, welcome to the islands. Good luck with the concert this weekend.
Thanks, Gene.